Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable cars and coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast, Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Welcome to Crazy Train, Spike's Car Radio. We're playing some Ozzy. Zuckerman, I knew you would like the Ozzy.
This is nice. Your bezel has a little bit more face.
As we have, you can hear it. We got Matt Farah.
Hola.
We got Lieberman. We got Zuckerman. And we got Ozzy Osbourne. And we got a show for you. We're excited to be with you guys. Here, let me just adjust my monitor pot. How is Ozzy these days? I thought he was
a little shaky.
Oh, poor Ozzy. He was having trouble walking, I think. He's near
he had
the
to
end,
cancel
right?
his tour.
Yeah. Yeah, it happens.
Which is a bummer.
Didn't he say that's it, no more touring?
I think he said no more touring. Touring.
Yes.
Or yeah, he can't move from place to place.
Which is a bummer.
Yeah.
Well, you ever see Ozzy perform?
No, you know what? I have not.
I mean,
I have
the
not.
The guy gives it. The guy brings the heat when he. I mean, I saw him 10 years ago, but 10 years ago he was, you know, for a guy who was like hobbling around a living room on reality TV, this dude summons energy for 90 minutes of rock and roll.
I was really blown away. It wasn't until later in life that I saw AC/DC, and they were opening for the Rolling Stones. And I thought, how could this even compare to the Rolling Stones? They were better than the Rolling Stones. Yep. They blew me away. I'd never seen a performance like that.
Guys, during a show, they could fill a swimming pool.
They rocked it. There were a million people in the audience for that show. All there to see the Rolling Stones, and the AC/DC guys just stole the show. I was so impressed.
They're amazing.
Go see Iron Maiden.
Oh, dude, Maiden.
Go see Iron Maiden. If you want to see a show, he flies his own 747 to the show.
He does?
Yeah.
Ed like Harrison Ford in the parking lot.
Bruce Dickinson, the singer of Iron Maiden, is a pilot and flies their 747 with all.
They have enough money for a 747.
Oh, they're probably the biggest band of all time. They never got any radio play. No, I mean,
if you look at the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and Yanni, the flute dude.
They might have sold more records. I mean, Iron Maiden's so big.
They might have.
I'll look it up.
They might fly by their own power.
No, they
iron lungs.
They might have created the planet.
Hyperbolic there, but they are enormous, and they continue to sell out stadiums
in the United States or some weird German town.
No, in the U.S.
Dude, everywhere, and then in Brazil, they have 300,000 people show up.
They have huge,
it's
huge
insane.
You can see why I played Crazy Train, right? To start this show off,
300,000 people show up. Where?
Still going?
At the National Soccer Stadium. Yes. No.
Different stadiums are there.
Literally,
they
go to the National Soccer. It's like 300. It's insane.
Yeah,
their
shows are huge. I saw them. I saw them play a giant stadium in New York City. They sold out giant stadium.
I don't understand this. When's the last time you thought of Iron Maiden, Harrison?
All right. Very dedicated. Calm down. Everybody calm down. Welcome to Spike Star Radio. Now you know why I played Crazy Train. I anticipated this might be a crazy one. But I'm in the mood for a crazy show. I hope you guys are. But let's get right to the car stuff, because there's a lot going on. Did you know Bruiser, The 2018 Porsche GT3 that I used to own is on Bring a Trailer right now.
Love that car.
Advertised as the former Jerry Seinfeld GT3.
Oh, I didn't catch that.
Oh, yeah. And I couldn't help but chime in and let everybody know, that's my car.
Was but, Jerry in any way attached to that car in any official capacity?
And this is why we are talking about it. The bat guy, it was hard. You know, it's hard to reply on that. You have to put everybody's name in when you comment. They want to know the real story. I wanted to bring this up, especially in front of you, Zuckerman, because I think you remember.
There. Yes, I was there.
I, at the time, was trying to buy a GT3. I was trying to buy a, that yellow press car that Porsche had, and had been promised that car, and then that deal fell through. Then I heard about a paint-to-sample fashion gray GT3, and I began chasing that down.
That's right.
Jerry Seinfeld said, that's fantastic. I'm going to get a car too. And then Dean Maroney at Porsche...
At that point?
Beverly Hills?
He was at Beverly Hills, I believe, at that point.
He said, I've got a dark blue metallic GT3 with black wheels, and Jerry bought it, right?
And never took delivery.
And never took delivery of the car.
That's right.
That's right. But had started paperwork on it.
That's right.
Now we drove it. I remember Dean bringing it over to the hangar in Santa Monica. He did take delivery of the car. It was at Santa Monica Airport.
But he
for
also
a minute.
He said, it's your car, Ferrison.
Here's what happened. He took delivery. He felt the car. Okay. The last beat of the story is, on a Saturday, I met him there. Dean brought the car over, and the car was in Jerry's hangar. Okay. I continued to look for this one of two fashion gray painted sample cars that Porsche had told me about. One was off to the museum or something, and there was one available somewhere in the world. About 3 days later, Jerry called me after he had taken delivery on the car, and he goes, good news. I bought the fashion gray painted sample GT3. I found it. It's mine now. Not yours. You're going to take the blue car. That is the story that of that true. Car. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I remember.
I was shocked.
And he was like, you can pay me whenever.
And I go, but that's not, you took my car, my fashion gray car. I did. I did take it. I found it. It was offered to me. Does he even own that car anymore?
No.
I haven't even seen
he
that car.
He had that car.
That was
barely.
An unbelievable move, but I was very entertained by it. And then I said, all right, you buy that car. It's fine. I don't care. I'll take the dark blue car. And it became my car. And I drove that car for 3 years. I put it in Car Matchmaker. It's
when
there.
You took delivery of the car.
Yes.
How many miles were on it?
None, almost.
No, delivery miles.
Okay.
He had driven it from outside of his hangar to inside of his hangar.
Is there a paperwork in the auction
there is.
With his name on
yes.
it? Yes. Okay.
There is, yeah. Which I gave the buyer I must have sold it to.
Yeah, yeah.
And said, look, someday when you sell okay. it, you know.
So not the whole truth, but not a complete lie either.
It's absolutely accurate to say this was Jerry Seinfeld's car for 10 minutes.
And there was a rug.
100% accurate.
It was the very second story. He found a better color, he dumped it on you.
And I loved that car, and he later regretted it. Because his car, the fashion gray car, we didn't know at the time, had steel brakes. Remember yeah. that? And I didn't want steel brakes. And then Bruiser was a very famous GT3 in my life. I loved that car.
Car so
I loved
tough.
It. I still love it.
Remember,
black and blue.
You wanted then to finance it through Porsche, but because it had been already taken off the lot, you had to go to a different bank, right?
I went to Bank of America and got the deal of a century.
Yeah.
The payment was one-third what Porsche wanted. I was so happy.
How did that? Why was that?
Yeah.
How that?
There's money was money cheap factor. In that moment. Wow. Money was just cheap. Right, it was just cheap.
Good scam, Ferriston.
Yeah, well.
I remember my payment was under $1,500 for that car. It was dumb. Wow. I put a lot of money down on it. But
okay.
Still.
But it was probably what the Model Y is in my life. And I was happy. I love that car. I really did like
gorgeous.
It. But, you know, with right. GT3s, they...
Yeah.
That you fall out of love with them and then you move on.
Then you get the next
easy
one.
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
That story. There's that
right,
story.
So not the whole truth, but not a lie.
No.
Okay.
Kind of like Gwyneth Paltrow's trial. A little of everybody had a little truth in it.
Right.
The best part of that news story was that It was her, her husband, and two kids, and four instructors skiing together.
There were four?
Four instructors.
Wow.
Pretty good.
Four
That's
people.
More than...
That's pretty, that and is, a private lesson's about, like, you know, $500 a lesson.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's fucking...
I did like... I lost. It. I liked I lost a half a day of skiing. That was real funny white people... really funny white people problems skiing. That you're just like, I relate to that completely. But you can't say that out loud.
You don't right. say that in court.
That's right. Yeah,
expect people to feel bad for yeah, you.
The jury's like, I had to get out of my $17 an hour job to get what do they get? $5 an hour a day.
But that I thought it, I called Zuckerman and I said, you have to watch some of this trial because someone didn't coach her right. Right?
She was awful.
She didn't do it right. It's a performance, like
she
any
was
performance.
Unlikable. And you have to focus group. You have to get people to be likable. But I suppose you can't tell her how to be. That would be the impossible uphill battle.
You think?
But like, she's
I don't know.
Likeable.
I bet. I think
she's the most out of touch human in this entire city full of out of touch people.
Yeah, she's pretty out of touch.
Yeah, she's insane.
I think she just had bad advice. She seems. I've met her. She seems very, very nice.
But isn't she like? She's like you should steam we your ski vagina together. With yeah, mushroom kind of powder.
Isn't stuff. That funny though? She it's makes candles.
That's funny.
I like that stuff.
Or likable.
Yeah, yeah. Huh? I find her to be very lovely.
You steam
I've
your
only
vagina?
Met her a couple times, but I found her to be very lovely, nice person.
Wait till she takes a half a day of your ski day. Feel different.
But here, you know, forget about her personally.
Zuckerman, have Gwyneth Paltrow killed.
Zuckerman, forget about her personally, and then we have to move on to car stuff. But it seemed like, and I didn't watch much of this case, that they were both telling very different version of events. One said, he hit me, and then he said, she hit me.
The plaintiff was clearly a lunatic. The guy never should have been on the ski slopes. He was blind in one eye and had a prior brain injury. He does not qualify for getting a ski pass. This guy probably can't get a driver's license, but you're going to let him on the slopes?
So you wouldn't take this case from his case?
No, I'd laugh. I tell you, you wouldn't believe this. There was a blind guy skiing on He's in an altered state locked in, and it just launched him down the hill to see what would happen.
Someone just asked me in the DMs, I have a medical condition and got my driver's license taken away, but I still love cars and want to drive. What should I do? I said, you don't need a driver's license to be on a racetrack, buddy.
Yeah,
track days for you.
Yeah.
Good advice.
Like, oh, I'll buy a Golf R and build it. I was like, go straight to a radical. You don't need a street legal car.
That's right.
I was like,
that's
get a race
right.
Well,
car.
Well, you know who's dealing with this right now is our friend and former guest, Dick Van Dyke, who was in an accident in Malibu not long ago and bashed into a curb or a sign and was bloody, had a bloody lip. The only upshot of the whole thing was they said, you have to go take a driver's test. I believe he's 98 years old right now.
At least. Jesus.
And then Bill, our friend from the Malibu kitchen, the next week had lunch with him. There turned out there was this little Dick Van Dyke lunch to celebrate.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which was nice.
Like, the world is right when Dick Van Dyke is still going.
And he was on TMZ and he was dancing around. Yeah.
He loves to dance.
This may be when he goes, that's when the rapture begins.
Why don't we bring him back? You were on that show, Matt.
Yeah, it was you and me and Dick Van Dyke.
Wasn't that nice?
I have the picture of that Bill took hanging in my office. It's a picture.
I still have the message from Dick Van Dyke setting that up.
Yeah.
Where he goes, hi, Spike, this is Dick Van Dyke. One of the most exciting phone calls I've ever gotten.
He pulled up in that old school Jag.
Yeah, yeah.
It was cool as hell.
He had caught fire in a Jag on the 101 freeway. He had some good car stories. Now he's got another one.
And he reviewed the Chitty Chitty Bang Bang car for us. The turning radius was shit, I'm telling you.
He is one of the most amazing people.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah. Well, we wish him well. Let me do an ad, and then we got to talk. There's a lot going on. But I want to talk about all that watch stuff that's going on. But first, let's talk about AG1. You know, if you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs. I get my AG1 delivered to me every month, so it's super easy to use and to make it a daily habit. I also get the single-serving travel packs, so I never have to miss a day when I'm traveling. I just mix the powder into ice cold water and drink it first thing in the morning. And you know me, it's hard to keep up with the supplement routine that comes with a bunch of different products. Very quickly, I noticed it helped me with my beautiful hair. How do you think I'm keeping my hair? My digestion, my skin. Feel my skin, boys. And it supports my sleep. AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having a lot to do. AG1 has been part of millions of mornings since 2010, so make it part of yours. Right now, you can get a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/spike911. athleticgreens.com/spike911 and check it out. You want to support the show? Go there. All right. This Watches and Wonders show in Geneva. Did they change the name of it? Did it used to be Basel World or something?
That's a different show.
Different show.
Yeah.
That's a different. What is this show? What do you know about
it's it? It's like the springtime new release show.
Yeah.
Right. Pretty much. And the whole watch world was there. And everybody in my watch world was like, oh, it was madness. Madness. But they were releasing new models of watches, basically. Right?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of hype about the new Rolex lineup, specifically the 60th anniversary of the Daytona. Mm. And there was much speculation on Instagram. What if they did a green dial or an ice blue dial? And then they kind of just turned out the same watches.
Yeah, they just made the sub dials a little thinner.
The bezel,
perimeters are thinner.
The bezels were etched.
Yeah,
and then the case back was transparent
on some of them.
On the platinum only.
Yeah,
and it's a new movement. It's a brand new movement.
Yeah. So the question was, am I the only one that was kind of let down by that, or should I not be let down at all? Why
About the Daytona?
I don't know about Rolex. I mean,
I care about Rolex. That gold, the solid gold GMT on Jubilee is extremely fire.
Yeah,
and I did like the little bubble, the bubble Oyster Perpetual with all the Stella dials on the bubbles. I kind of like that too.
There's a lot of excitement about that.
Kind
of
like,
but I don't know who's wearing it. Maybe one of the girls on the tennis tour.
Yeah, it's a fashion thing.
Maybe.
Just that watch says, I got it. It's a where'd you get that?
What do you think, Joni? What are you saying?
Oh, I was not. I mean, the GMT2, I like the one that was like two-tone black and gold.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was just crazy. That was really good looking.
I like the gold watch, but I like more the black Yachtmaster with kind of
the Yachtmaster was sick.
That's a sick watch.
Yeah.
But again, it's like a lot of stuff that I own. I don't know that I would actually pursue it.
Are you into titanium?
I am. I don't have a titanium watch, and I like the lightness.
Have you worn titanium before?
Yeah.
To me, they feel a little cheap. I know they're not cheap. I know that titanium is light and strong, but they feel, the lightness of it to me feels a little cheap.
Look what I'm doing here. I'm wearing, I'm wearing the Swatch Omega with a Horus strap that is not a NATO. Look at what these guys have done.
Yeah.
It's just a bracelet.
I have that too. I have the Erica's Originals.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Both are great straps.
Yeah. But this is, and Horus just sent me a bunch of stuff for the summer because I
told him. Horus just a one-piece elastic? Is that it?
This is a one-piece elastic.
It's pretty cool.
With a little clip that you can just put it on like that.
There you go.
It's the most useful thing I've ever seen.
Cool. That's cool. I would get a dozen of those.
I DM'd Mark and I said, I'm only wearing this watch. I have a nice collection, but I'm just in the gym, I'm playing tennis, and I'm going to work, and I love this stupid Swatch Jupiter, I think it is.
Yeah.
Can you send me some more? He sent me a giant bag of the greatest stuff. And
that's how you know their margins are great, because when you ask for them, they send you a giant bag.
Yeah, but their stuff is usable, and look how beautiful.
This is Horus. They make the best straps.
Look how beautiful that is. Yeah. That's a nice look for a little $200 sport watch. I'm so happy.
I mean, I got one of them. I didn't even wear it until you gave me that Horus strap, and it's like a game changer.
Yeah,
I've sold so many for him.
Mark is also a Porsche guy. Zuckerman and I, we ran into his dad up in Monterey, remember?
Oh, that's right.
He was very excited.
Great guy.
He goes, my son's dying to meet you. And you're like, yeah, okay. He goes, he sells watch straps. Have you ever heard of Horus? We're like, we want to meet him. We would like to meet him. He's a genius.
Go away, man.
Gin breath. But the straps are just perfection. They really are. Yep. I'm really happy with it. But the only watch that maybe caught my eye that was coming out of that show, Watches and Wonders, was the... I kind of like the Tudor GMT with the white dial. I thought that was cool.
Mm, that was good looking.
That was a good looking watch. And did anything else?
The Zenith Pilot with the big date.
Yeah, new Zenith Pilot. Modernized look. They kind of got away from the throwback thing, which I thought was nice looking.
I keep looking at that watch.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I was not into the Rolex day date with the emojis. and the puzzle pieces. Oof. I was not into that one. Rolex, it's beneath them to put emojis on a
it
watch.
It is. It seems
it would be like if they came out with an NFT, you'd go, ugh, get out of here with this.
It's just the wrong framework for something cartoony and a little hip. You know, if you look at the bracelet, it just doesn't, they don't
with
fit together.
A fluted
together.
Bezel? Like, what are we doing over here? They'd have some emojis and a fluted bezel in the same place.
You'd have to make the whole bracelet something unique and different, right? Yeah.
There was a watch for sale that did come with an NFT. Did you see that?
Yeah, for 2 seconds, and then I kept scrolling. Yeah. I didn't care.
It's awful.
It's so dumb.
there was some cool stuff overall. There was an IWC that was pretty cool. Everybody had a nice new watch. And then there was that Kermit Oris with Kermit on the dial, which I didn't like.
Yeah.
No.
They put on the date wheel of this, it's an Oris with a green dial. And on the date wheel, the first of the month is a picture of Kermit the Frog instead of a one.
It was kind of.
I like the South Park Unimatic that we talked about, but that's about it.
Yeah.
I don't need Kermit. I don't need Mickey Mouse. I don't get that.
Snoopy. It's your weird Snoopy? Grandfather. Hey, come over here.
Yeah, my mom likes to make
show you.
Yeah.
Hey, hey kids, check out my
Kermit
watch.
The Frog right here.
I get the cartoon idea. It's just the wrong cartoons. Like, give me a Snagglepuss watch.
Oh,
I'll take
a McGilla Gorilla.
Yeah,
right.
Someone's listening.
My buddy is an animator for South Park, and for the I want to say it was the 15th season because he's been there since the beginning. They, you know, if I don't know if you got some kind of relationship with Rolex, like the Domino's pizza watches and stuff like that.
Right.
So they made a Rolex Explorer 1 with Cartman on the dial, and it is boss as hell.
How much is that?
It's not for sale. Will never be for sale. I don't know what the guy paid for.
It'll be for
sale. He got
sale.
It as a gift. Yeah, I said first right of refusal. You ever
if
want
you were to
thing.
Ask me, like, what is the one production entity I'm most jealous of at South Park? They look like they have the most fun writing shows, making shows.
Yeah.
The kids, just generation after generation of kids love it. They're talking about everything that's going on in the world.
What's the documentary? 7 Days to Air?
Yeah.
Yeah, like but it's they're all over Instagram with that stuff. Mm. But I'm back watching it yet again with my kids. I love it. And then the who's the kind of thicker one? Is he Trey
Cartman.
Or Matt?
That's Cartman.
No. The creators, Matt or Trey.
Oh,
Matt. Trey's Trey. Thicker. Matt's the tallest.
He lives
one.
In Brentwood, so I see him in the supermarket.
The thicker one. Thicker guy.
He's thick. He doesn't give a shit.
Give Spike a punch in the mouth when you see him at Whole Foods.
He's buying a steak in the Vicente Foods, and he lives in the neighborhood. It's exciting. The mailman and I talk about him all the time. I go, what's Trey getting delivered to his house? Oh, he's getting
food.
No,
Haagen-Dazs.
He's one funny fucker. He can look however he wants. He's
have
one
you seen
of the
any videos?
And the money, Zuckerman. The money, the money they made on the Broadway show alone is life altering.
Billionaires.
They have to be. They would have to
they
be.
Got to be knocking on the door.
Yeah, they're close.
They would have to be. And they don't. You can tell it's not affecting them in the least, which is the true comedy writer way. Yeah. No asshole adornments.
My favorite. They showed up to the Oscars.
Yeah. Not like
they showed up to the Oscars on acid, which I still think is brilliant.
That's awesome. That rules.
And the shows are just funny. And I watched one the other night. I was like, I cannot believe this is on television. I can't believe they just said what they just said. I'm not going to repeat it here.
No, they totally get away with things that are mind-boggling.
Created their own universe to say and do whatever they please.
Right.
And no one seems to give it any notice or care. Yeah.
It's just cartoon characters. They can say what they want.
Little kids.
Your little kids.
Yeah. Yes. It's so good. All right, we should talk
about cars. We're not talking over each other, though, so you best be proud of yourself today.
This is good,
The night is young. The night is young, Matt.
They just said, listeners, I heard you. I asked them before the show, let's try not to talk over each other. But we still will do it, so just.
It's just Guzik. It's just Guzik.
No, it's more.
All right.
But by the way. It's our show. We can do whatever we want.
That's right. Start talking. I want to talk.
And speaking of that, exactly Pebble Beach. We're back at Pebble Beach.
Yeah.
They said bring any number of whoever, and they gave us a very nice compliment from last year's show. Matt, you were there too.
I was. It was
Jerry
fun.
Was there on a FaceTime. They just said, you know, we want to do more like you guys. You guys are bringing a real fun contemporary vibe to the show, and we want to do more of it.
I noticed they haven't invited the Smoking Tire podcast, but we should.
You're there. Well, you're there.
You got another
through
show.
This.
Bring Zach.
On the ad, which I just approved, everybody's business is approved on it. Motor Trend, Smoking Tire. I said, well, take all that Seinfeld stuff off. Wait, Zuckerman's law firm. When they advertise the forum.
Oh, yeah.
It's not up yet, but it will be. But they of course, you're Matt Farah, the Smoking Tire, Matt Farah.
I'm doing a show. I'm doing the show at Luft.
I heard.
Yeah.
No, we heard.
But Pat said he was going to make sure that you didn't feel like we were stepping on your toes.
Not at all.
It's all our idea, but it's okay. Don't worry.
No, not at all. Matt, he came on the show.
Yeah.
We're like brothers. We're all part of the same ecosystem, and we don't want to travel.
All right. That's exactly
we're happy that you're up there.
That's exactly what I said to Pat. I said, I bet Spike doesn't feel like going all the way up
there. That's
very
nice.
I will.
Yeah.
Because my car's in the air water.
Oh,
it is. The new one.
Oh, wow.
The new thing.
Oh, you're struggling.
And this is coming up.
It's April 29th and 30th.
So tell us how you're going to format based on last year's. Because Pat did say, he goes, Matt has new notes on how to improve on how we did it last year. And I said, on the back of the loading duck.
Notes. They're your notes.
Sitting basically. On it in the sun.
Yeah, they're the same notes. I said, we need like a kind of like a corralled off area, not just like on a loading dock to the beer garden.
Right.
The beer garden should turn off the music while we're talking.
Yeah, other than that, it was pretty straightforward. I mean,
you're going to do more content because you have a whole YouTube channel. You could probably do a whole day in the life.
Well, our show is on video, so we're bringing a video setup so that we can. But other than that,
and what will that look like?
What will what look like?
The video setup.
Like how many videos?
Obviously, the cameras are aimed at you, but
yeah, that's what it is.
That's it.
Yeah. It's just. Not for the podcast. No, it's just we set up a studio.
And you're just going to do one show?
Portable. Yeah, as far as I know. But we're trying to figure out what guests we can do and maybe have like two or three guests for like 15 minutes at a time, 20 minutes at a time kind of thing. It's not going to be hugely different from what we did last year.
It already
for your
sounds
show,
better.
But it's going to be in a dedicated space with, you know, where there's not going to be like competition
sun.
For attention and a death sun.
Yeah. no sunlight. I still had fun. It was still fun.
And so that's going to be during Luft on the Saturday, and then Sunday is air water, which is water cooled Luft.
Right.
It's modern Porsche Luft. So
you remember the angry fireman, Zuckerman?
That was something else. That guy was so crazy. Yeah.
What did you get yelled at for?
Yeah. Just trying to pull in?
We got waved in and a guy stood in front of the car and goes, stop!
Aaron really handled that really well.
Aaron is Pat Long's assistant and the Luft Connect, right? That's who you're talking about.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just for the listeners.
Yeah, filling the listeners. But she was getting us in. She helps Pat with that whole universe. She does a fantastic job. And she handled the fireman who really, he came unglued. Just because we were pulling in, the guy totally had a nervous breakdown.
You have Porsches at a Porsche show.
No, but imagine this guy doesn't know who he's talking to.
Yeah,
he comes up to Zuckerman and starts yelling at him. And I'm sitting there, and didn't I have like Jack or his buddy
Jack
in the back?
Yeah.
And when I'm like, oh, this is about to be a great show.
And you started going, ooh. Well,
this guy's big, and he approached the car like he was trying to block us coming on the basketball court. And we're not moving. What are you doing? We're parked. But he comes up. He's trying to see which way we're going to go around him. He's defending.
Yeah,
defending
freeze and yelling and stopping after we're getting waved in. And most people would go, okay, and stop and go, yes, what's the problem? Not officer, you're a fireman, sir. Zuckerman starts mocking him. Are you excited enough? What are you doing?
Well, remember the lumberyard from like 3 years ago when we took your Alfa Romeo?
And I forgot the ID.
And you forgot the tickets.
That was bad.
I saw Zuckerman goes, I can handle this, and starts pulling out a wad of cash. He's trying to bribe the guy to get into the parking lot.
Usually works. Highly effective. Pat runs a type ship.
Yes. Well, hopefully this time it will go off without a hitch. It seems like we have a lot of trouble at Lufka Gulch.
Well, very fun.
Now, when was the last time we didn't have trouble? Some of the early ones, I think.
I just had my brake calipers painted.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, they match the car better now. I'm very excited.
Hey, you know what I do want to talk about? I had for one day in my driveway the R8, the RSQ8 and and the Urus side by side
on
the same day.
I tried to make that happen. I tried to do that, but I couldn't.
I did not do it intentionally. It just happened through a weird scheduling issue. But I was able to drive them side by side and drive them the same day, which is today.
And what did
and
you
I'm
learn?
So excited to talk to both of you about it. I haven't even
I have a statement, but go ahead.
I haven't researched either of these cars, but they are both blindingly fast.
Yeah.
And really fun.
And they're one is double the price of the other one.
One is double the
more.
Price, but both of them terrible on gas.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
But super comfortable and very agile and nice. Like, I love both of them, but there's clearly two different personalities here. Nobody knows that RSQ8 when you're in it. They just think that's a mom SUV, but you can confidently blow the doors off of anyone you want, but no one pays attention to you.
Under the radar.
The Lamborghini I got here, I looked over to the left, there was a guy going, "Fuck you!"
Yes, exactly.
And I don't know why he was doing that.
I was just saying hi. I don't know.
I didn't even do anything. And he was like, "Fuck you!" And lies, he's screaming at me, and I'm like, "Oh yeah, I passed him a while back and it must have made a noise."
Yeah.
And he must have said to himself, "I know the type of guy that's in there."
Yeah.
But the type of guy that's in there is driving two completely different SUVs the
it's
same
very
way.
Very hateable person that drives an Urus.
And look, if you're considering both of these vehicles, they are both absolute, but I love both of them. And if I didn't care so much about gas at the pump prices, I would jump into either one in a second. And I'm not even sure I would make that based on money. If I was even more down, wanted to hide a little more introvert type, I definitely wouldn't get in the Urus because it's very sporty.
Oh yeah,
but it will do the same things that the Q8 will do.
90 to 95% of the time, they're the exact same car.
Yes.
Would you agree with that, Liebers?
Not quite. But my question is, everyone, this narrative arose on the internet where it's like the Urus is just a RSQ8 or whatever it's called.
Look at the interiors.
Yeah, yeah. But like if you look, the Porsche, what's it called now? The Cayenne Turbo GT is like almost identical mechanically to the Urus, whereas the Audi is much more similar to a regular Cayenne Turbo. You know what I mean? Like, the engines are identical in the Urus and the big Porsche, the GT. So the narrative is just kind of weird to me.
But if you look at the screens.
But the Porsche looks way different. And the Audi, in a lot of ways, looks like the Urus, just toned way
down. Well, it's the same platform.
The AC control is identical.
It's identical.
Yes, well, yeah.
Infotainment Audi owns, is identical.
Okay, so that's where that comes from.
It all is identical.
And also, like, the Urus is only a tenth of a second, not the Performante, but the regular Urus.
Actually, the regular, we test them, they're
the same?
Yeah.
So a tenth of a second faster to 60 than the Audi, and 2/10 of a second faster in the quarter mile, which without a stopwatch, you can't feel that.
Right.
They're the same.
You did a video about it, right?
I did a video with the RSQ8,
Yeah, they were saying, have you seen Matt's video? It's a half-price Urus, in your opinion.
In a lot of ways, it is. Now, there are distinct character differences, like you've described.
Yeah.
The tuning is different. The styling is different.
The sound is different.
The
Q8 has no sound.
The Urus is about 250 pounds lighter because it's got a bunch of carbon fiber.
The Urus is actually under 5,000 pounds.
Yeah.
It's the lightest one of them.
Like that, too.
Well,
like that.
No, but if you look...
It doesn't matter.
But look, if you look at like Bentayga, Urus, the Audi, and the Porsche, they're all on the same platform. But the Urus is the lightest one by quite a bit. It's even lighter than the Porsche.
When you
GT.
Combine all of these things together, all of those five, did you just name
four,
five?
Four.
Okay.
But there's a fifth. There's a Volkswagen product.
Yeah, the Atlas, too.
Right.
Okay. No. The Touareg.
Okay.
The European Touareg, which we don't get anymore.
The four premium ones.
Yeah.
How many of these in combination are they selling? Do they make, is it overall sharing this platform and sharing the development costs, all of this? Is it a money maker?
Hand over fist.
Yeah, they print money.
Well, here's the thing. That platform is called the MLB Evo 2. And what that platform is everything from the Audi A4 to the Urus. Is all, like all, every almost every single Audi is on this platform. There's lots of Volkswagens. There's lots of the Bentley, the Lamborghini. They got all kinds of stuff growing off
this
platform.
Is the Audi RS6 the same engine?
As
both
the same platform.
RSQ8 are powertrain very similar.
Yeah, the 4 liter V8 is the same, except the only difference is the Porsche GT. the Weissach group built the Urus motor. That's why it's 100 horsepower more. And then also in the Cayenne GT,
yeah,
same, it's the same engine.
Here's what
the Porsche engine in the Lambo, which makes no sense.
Me funny from net, a net historical results, perspective. Very similar. You know, GM tried to do this, what, 40 years ago?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They tried to do this, and it was an abject failure to do platform sharing. And here they pull it off so well, even though you guys, you know, say.
Well, they change more. Yeah. Right, they certainly like the Buick Regal and the Oldsmobile Cutlass and the Chevy Monte Carlo were just different grills and badges. These have different engines in a lot of instances.
Yeah.
They have different suspensions. It's not just different front and rear bumpers, but they have different doors and roofs.
Completely different bodies. And yeah. The big thing,
but they definitely resemble each other for sure.
If you were to look at what it's the Volkswagen Group, the toolkits they call them. But so like from the front axle to the firewall is identical, and that's 60% of the cost of a vehicle is that section of a car, and then everything else you can just iterate it. And every time you make a new product off it, you've saved 60% of the development cost.
So they all have the exact same front half proportions,
yeah, crash structures, yeah, all that. So it's
brilliant,
yeah.
It works. I mean, Piek was the guy, actually, it was this guy Hackenberg who went to prison for Dieselgate, but Hackenberg, smartest guy in the room,
he's running it from prison like the Mexican mafia, yeah,
like the German prison gang.
You call it platform sharing, I call it the car cartel.
You gotta go in to talk to him.
They gotta take him out of the laundry bin or in a tunnel.
Oh, did you watch the thing about going?
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was cool.
I'm reading the book. There's a book that two Wall Street Journal guys wrote.
Yeah.
And so I was, and I know one of the guys. I was asking, I'm like, how accurate is the movie? He goes, that's the Ghosn side of the story.
Yeah.
And I go, so was he?
We're talking about Carlos Ghosn, who went from Renault to Nissan who was at one point celebrated for being a genius and then ended up shredded.
So I said, so was he a crook or was he framed? And the guy looks at me and goes, two things can be true.
You can have fleas and lice at the same time.
The book is insane. You got to read this book. It's I can't remember the name, but it Carlos Ghosn's father was in prison in Lebanon for murder, and then when he got released from prison,
that's actually in the documentary.
And when he got released from prison, him and his friends bought a printing press in Turkey and started counterfeiting $100 bills, and he went back to prison. It's insane. It's totally insane.
Runs in the gene.
Yeah. Once you're not afraid of prison, you can do whatever you want.
Right.
Just start.
I'm going to go back and see my friends
I'll
now.
Just try again.
In my life. I wish I had heard that 30 years ago, Farrison. I'd be on a much different trajectory.
It's true.
The best part of the movie, though, is the musicians that show up in Japan that are just straight out of Call of Duty. They're just straight mercenaries wearing like Breitling watches, like scars on their face. Like, it's so crazy.
Yeah.
This Performante, the premise is what? A Lighten GT3 Urus?
The premise is...
What is the premise?
When your lease was up on the Urus, yes, we could squeeze you for a little more profit on the next one.
Right. Because it's, you know, very quiet in its lowest mode. It doesn't make a sound. And then you turn it up into Corsa and it makes a lovely sound. But it doesn't strike me as a, you know, super tight, racy version of this.
Anecdotally.
Yes.
Let's say I have a client at the shop who wants the Revuelto, the Aventador replacement. And in order to get it, he has to buy certain other vehicles.
Oh, so they're going down that.
And the higher you spec your interim vehicles, the higher priority your build slot will be.
Really?
It's like key money in New
allegedly.
York.
Now,
allegedly.
That's a game Lamborghini never used to play. That was always the
Ferrari game.
Yeah. That was the Ferrari game, right.
Or the New York landlord game. Key money, right?
Yeah.
This is allegedly, what I'm told by the customer. Lamborghini themselves did not tell me this.
But if you look at...
It makes sense to add some extra profit margin vehicles.
If you look at what they did with the Huracan refresh, they had the Huracan Evo and the Performante. So now they have the Urus S and the Urus Performante. So it's just a higher performance, you know, rides worse, better tires. blah, blah, 30,000 more.
More carbon.
More carbon. More loud. Stuff on the hood.
Yeah.
Did I tell you guys today's episode is brought to you by Makers and Fixers of Snap-on? The Makers and Fixers keep the world moving. They're the backbone of the world, whether we're talking about manufacturing, customizing, restoration, performance, or maintenance. I know a lot of Makers and Fixers. Matt knows a lot of Makers and Fixers. Do you have a maker or a fixer at the car storage place that fixes your cars, or a maker?
We are not zoned officially for mechanical work. We have a lot of doers.
Then forget it. But Donnie Calloway is your fixer and your maker for your Ferrari. Fixes. We promised we wouldn't mention him, and now I did. The Makers and Fixers, they not only made your car, they keep it running. They help you make it awesome. Theirs is not just a job, it's a calling. And they want to hear from you. Share your story, your maker and fixer. Maybe it's about you. Maybe it's about your friend. If you're Rod Emery, it's about your son and your daughter who now work in the shop with you side by side, a fourth generation of Emery builders. Go to makersandfixers.com/spikescarradio or check out the Makers and Fixers on Instagram. Submit your stories there. That's it. It's not even an ask, not even a buy. Just go there, makersandfixers.com/spikescarradio, and check it out. All right. Anybody want to review a car or anything? I'm out of stuff to talk about.
I drove
about.
The... Go ahead. Does this air Monday or Tuesday? When does this air?
Wednesday. Next week.
Okay, cool. The M2, the new BMW M2.
Oh, yeah.
Embargo is off on Monday morning, so I've had it the past week.
And?
Have you seen it in person?
It's weird looking.
It's weird looking.
Yeah.
It's a weird...
I have not seen
it. It is a weird looking car.
What's weird about it?
It looks like four different people all designed elements of it without consulting each other.
So it's gone from the M1, M2 look to something
completely... It's something completely different. Yeah. It's... my phone is inside. I can show you a picture of it.
Yeah. It's just odd.
It's odd looking. Now,
it's not ugly.
Having said that, shocker, it is very fast. As one might expect, and they've programmed the adaptive suspension really, really nicely so you could use it as an everyday car in Los Angeles without hating yourself. It's not too stiff. It rides really well. Yeah, pull up the blue one right there, Spike, because that's the one I had.
Yeah. So
that's by far the best angle on BMW's
website. It's a little...
It's
got those weird jowls.
It's got jowls. Yeah, jowls. Really big
and then
jowls.
Weird stuff on the back.
Too. Weird stuff on the front. Weird stuff on the back. The interior is very nice, and it's very fast, and it handles well.
How detuned look at the side is it from the M3 motor?
Very ugly.
So it doesn't feel like much.
Okay.
I mean, it feels like it goes. So it's really heavy.
Yeah.
It's 3,867 pounds.
Wow.
It's only 40 pounds lighter than the M4 competition with all-wheel drive. And it's a rear-wheel drive car.
Right. Why is it so heavy?
Because the M4 has got a bunch of carbon in it that is done in steel in this car.
So the roof is steel and all that.
Yeah, the chassis brace.
The
hoods. You know that really beautiful brace under the hood of the M4?
Right.
This has that brace, but it's made of metal.
Right.
Just stuff like that.
But they will do an M2 comp where that
I'm
gets
sure
carbonized.
They will.
The
yeah.
roof gets carbon. Carbon.
Yeah, yeah. Mine
spins.
Had an optional carbon roof that I was driving, but it drives really nice, but it's so strange looking.
Yeah.
That I can't love it.
But the M3 M4, the front to me is just still repulsive.
Do you still have that CS? Did you buy a CS?
I bought it.
M2.
The M2 CS? Yes.
You still have it?
Yeah.
Hold it.
And I've got my M1 in the garage, which gets better every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the M2 CS is the greatest.
The M2 CS is a long hold now knowing what we know now about the new M2.
But they've been designing weirdness for a little while
now. For a long time now.
Everything they make right now is weird looking.
But they seem to be enjoying it. There must be a market for it.
Sales are up.
It must be working somewhere.
Sales are up.
I posted pictures of this thing. And I would say on my Instagram, it had a ridiculous number of comments.
Yeah.
I mean, in the first day, it was like 700 comments.
Right.
And it was probably 75-25. It's heinous. I love it. 25% loved it.
That's a bad ratio.
What if that's the buyer? It's
Maybe.
Heinous, but I love it. And
Could
they
be.
Buy it.
Well,
and
people do buy it for the performance.
Yeah,
Once you're inside it, you don't have to see it anymore.
Right.
It has that horrible seat, though.
No, it doesn't have that. It does not have the awful bucket. It has like regular adaptive nice seats. The buckets
that's
the are optional.
CS bucket.
Right. The buckets are optional.
And that's the comp bucket of the M3.
I hate those seats with the nut cup.
Yes, ugh, it's so bizarre.
I hate them until you're in the canyons, then they roll. Yeah, they are the best.
These seats are very good. They're adaptive. They're really nice. So I've had that for a week and it's you know, for $70,000, it's fucking fast. It goes.
Yeah.
And it's agile and the brakes are great and it has the performance goods and it still comes in a stick. You can get it. The one I drove was an auto because it was the only one available before embargo. But
that's fun.
It does come in a stick.
Yeah.
Would you say it's a poor man's 911 GT3 in a way?
No, they drive different. The a Cayman S is a poor man's GT3. If that's I know it's a $75,000 car. It's not a poor man's anything.
Cars are expensive now.
Yeah, you know what happens with these really fast front engine short wheelbase cars? Right. As they get heavier, they have to make them stiffer to handle better and turn in better. And so when you drive them up a canyon that's got some bumps in it, they move in the corner. They don't absorb the stuff as well as a mid-engine Cayman or a base 911 or even like an Audi R8 or something can really glide over some of that stuff. And this one, it kind of bounces around a little bit. Yeah.
The weight is, that's massive. It's heavy. For a 2 Series.
It's very
30,
heavy.
Over 30, that's like GTR.
Yeah, it's very heavy.
That's crazy.
I bet you would take a GTR, a stock GTR. Not a Nismo.
Yeah, maybe. Did you drive the XM?
Not yet.
Speaking of weird looking.
It is weird looking. I've seen one and it's weird looking.
They're kind of like for the front and kind of interesting.
How is the car industry in general doing right now? I can't get a read on what is happening.
They have figured
economy.
Out that withholding product is a profitable strategy and they're going to keep doing it.
Really?
They're going to make
So you think this is made up?
Order stuff. Not in all cases.
Well, our cars keep getting delayed, Zuckerman.
Yeah.
You know, our cars keep getting pushed down the line. I don't believe they're lying about it.
Supply chain's still a thing.
And scarcity helps, right?
Scarcity helps the business. And
it helps people stay hungry.
And the dealers like it because they can charge ADM. They don't have a lot full of cars that are sitting around. They don't have to haggle with anybody. Sticker price or get out of here or above. The dealers are making crazy money.
But also, prices are just up.
Everything's up.
The average price of a new car, though, is going to crack 50,000 for like, and that average this year is going to be 50,000 in the U.S., which is wild because
I don't know when it cracked 40, but it was not that long.
Not long ago.
This inflation is real. It was
like 43,000 a couple years ago. So it's 50, which is.
Did they tell you guys why your cars were being held up?
No, I didn't.
We know what
we're talking about.
One was just one got bounced from 23 to 24 production.
Oh, really?
The GT4 RS was supposed to come in last December and just kept getting pushed down the line.
My dad's Cayenne, which he ordered, which was a paint to sample, because I convinced him to get paint to sample. Yeah. We ordered it last August. They put the order in. It's going to be at the dealer April 18th.
Yeah.
So it's on a boat right now.
Okay. As long as it doesn't sink.
As long as you fucking big luck in that regard.
A second Farrah Porsche at the bottom of the ocean would be cool.
Incredible. That would be incredible.
That would be good.
I think we kind of like this stuff getting delayed. It's nice to know it's coming, but it's not here. We got enough crap to drive. Yeah.
We let the GT3 Touring go too soon because we thought that other car was coming, and now I'm craving new fun Porsche, but we're so relaxed about it these days. We don't
care. Got enough to drive. You're okay.
We've been doing it for a while.
Yeah,
since the 90s. The first couple of years, the first time I bought one new, I was freaking out. My Boxster, I couldn't wait for. It's your first new car.
Yeah,
and then like any experience, it just becomes buying a car.
Well, I was told by the people at Galpin, if I want to replace my Mach-E, which I have a year left on that lease, if I want another one, I have to put the order in the next 6 weeks.
Wow.
Boy, they must enjoy making that call. You know, it's a much better, scenario than they used to have.
Are you going to buy another one? Are you getting them?
I don't know. You know what I drove last week that was so great? Here's where the audience turns off the show. The Volvo XC60 plug-in hybrid.
No, that's great.
I believe that.
It was so awesome.
Yeah, that's a cool little
40
car.
40 miles of electric only.
Yep.
And then in combined power, 455 horsepower and 523 torque.
Yep.
It was awesome. Great seats.
Yeah.
Great stereo.
Yeah.
It's air suspension. The ride was so awesome.
See, that's the Connecticut, New York guy coming out of you. The Massachusetts
this
guy.
This sweater wants a Volvo.
Yes, exactly. That happened with me, too, when I drove the XC90. I was like, oh, I feel like I'm home.
Yeah, they're great.
Not actually, because my family never could afford that stuff. But I recognize Granada. The Ford Granada.
Yeah.
And the Buick Regal.
Ooh, you know what I drove also real quick that you guys would like? My friend Tom Segura, the comedian.
We know him. Former guest here, too.
Former guest. I went down to Texas
to
Austin for the NASCAR race, which was fun.
Yep.
Our pal Jensen Button was racing his first ever NASCAR race. And so went to check that out.
That's cool.
He did well. He qualified 24th.
Jensen Button did well in a race.
Finished he drove that car for 13 laps before having to qualify.
I'm just saying he's pretty.
Did
good
he
driver.
Put a Zuckerman head on his
he's
helmet?
Very fat. I should have brought one next time.
You know who's
one.
Coming to Long Beach?
Scott Dixon.
Scott Dixon.
And I got a nice message from Chip Ganassi Racing. They're inviting us down.
I'm going to Long Beach, too, with Acura. We'll have to
Thing.
So anyway, wait. So okay, you know the demand motor I have in my car?
Yes.
Tom Segura also got one in his Cayman GT4.
Wow.
Which is the same as my car, basically.
You are a bad influence.
I'm an expensive friend. But he then got a GT3 Touring.
Wow.
And he called me and he goes, why is this car so boring?
Oh,
and I go, because you've tasted the promised land that is the 4.5 liter engine. And so he sent that car to demand, and that car now has a 4.5.
When he's ready to sell that car,
Zuckerman.
I want to test drive
it. So I drove it. So here's what it is. It's not as insane as the Boxster because it's starting at a higher place. It's 591 horsepower, all motor, and 427 torque. And it's plus 86, plus 84 over stock.
So it's still not as torquey as a Sharkworks because those things are like 480 pound-feet.
My motor is 450.
Okay.
So my motor actually makes more torque than the GT3 motor, but the GT3 motor makes 27 more horsepower than my motor.
It revs
to 9.
Yeah, it revs up.
The GT3 motor is really optimized for high RPM operation. Right. So the cam profile, it makes a little less torque even at the same displacement, but really like, you know how the GT3s, like they really punch at like 6,000 RPM. This one makes that same punch at 4. So that it makes it a lot more punchy and a daily driver types, and it's Tom's daily driver.
Is it
an
auto or
it's
or
a PDK with comfort seats?
Oh, you know, I could say I would say a lot of things about a Touring, but I would never say that it's boring. A GT3 Touring, I think he's
if you're used to a 4.5, it would be.
I can relate to when we had the GT2 RS and the Touring side by side, and it just was not as thrilling as the GT2 RS. Yeah. I can relate to that. Yeah.
So anyway, it's nice. It's really cool. I think the motor's about 60 grand.
What is the warranty gone? Is it now? There's no.
Well, Magnuson Moss Warranty Act is only certain. It could void certain aspects of the factory warranty. You know, demand offers a limited warranty for the engine, but if things that are unrelated to the engine itself were to go wrong, you could still get it fixed at a dealer. If something went wrong, they would have to prove that or demonstrate that it's the engine that caused this issue. But it was pretty badass.
Presumably, that's good.
It is the Porsche tradition.
I might have drove your next car to replace the Model Y, which Mercedes EQE SUV. So
I saw
two-row version of the electric Mercedes.
And to be clear, my wife's new car.
Your wife's
not
car.
Mine.
Yeah, not your car. Your wife's car. But it's, it's a Mercedes interior. It's very nice. If you get the 500, a lot of horsepower.
This is
Weird brake thing?
Yeah, it still does the weird brake thing. Weird but it's super efficient. Weird. And then they put in like a heat pump. So it's like it gets like 10% more range from the heat pump instead of just having an electric heater.
Right.
It's got a front axle disconnect, so that adds like 6% range. It's got all these aero tricks, and they're going to actually push that out to all the other EQS models. But it's cool. You know, it's not the sportiest thing, but it's not the AMG, but it's
full
cool.
Disco interior.
No.
I like the disco.
You mean the hyperscreen?
The crazy.
Yeah.
You can get that.
Hyperscreen and then the pulsing LED strips.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so if you get the 350, it comes with the regular Mercedes interior. Pulse. And if you get the 500, which you'll probably get, that's got the hyperscreen.
Beavis and Butthead. Pulsating.
Pulsating. He said pulsing.
Good massaging seats.
Massage. It's clutch.
It is plush.
Good massaging seats.
I like that car.
Yeah.
I think
RSQ8 had good massaging seats too. Did you fuck with those?
Yeah, I didn't care for it. No? I didn't care for it.
I'm into it.
I like just cruising around. You know, I'm happy if everybody's happy.
Good massage.
Not complaining, you know.
Not looking for a massage in my car.
Well, no. I am for a massage 24/7. Yeah.
But it's not.
Spike, come here.
It's not a true massage. Massage is a very misleading word in a car.
Okay, it's a vibrating chair.
It's a vibrating chair, or sure. It's a chair that ripples, but it's not a massage.
It's like those old motel beds where you put the cord in.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. Like. Yeah, but in your Mercedes.
I wish it vibrated with that kind of horsepower. Yeah.
But when is it really? Maybe a long drive to Tahoe, so your lower back hurts for a second.
It is good for that.
It'll give you a moment of relief.
They actually have a new feature on the massage, which it was like deep massage, but it's just like.
Yes,
radically vibrates the chair. It wasn't like the normal
appealing to me.
That helps you control the car too. It's not distracting at all to relax you.
There's like stretch, wave, pulse.
Yes.
And then this will give you a boner.
No. But there's two, new ones. Yeah, there's two. Yeah,
through your prostate. No, thank you. Through your root
what do
chakra.
You mean, no, thank you. Second, the mic's off. You're gonna be like, how do I get a Mercedes?
Give me an allocation.
Not long ago, Jalopnik had the most useless car options and things in cars. It was a fun. I didn't think the list was as good as it could have been, even though I do enjoy a good Jalopnik article. But what are the things that we don't want in cars anymore? I would get rid of massage seats. I don't like the start-stop automatically being on.
Oh, no.
I want the option to turn that up.
Oh, I'll give you the most useless. The Mercedes had
haptic
it.
Haptic buttons.
I'll give you the most.
You don't like those?
No.
In Europe, they have to default to this. You have to turn it on in the U.S., but they have a thing. So in a lot of cars, if you go over the speed limit, it'll flash at you.
Yeah.
It bongs at you. It literally is like, dong, dong, dong.
Japan, the old school Japanese cars that get imported have a thing to do that.
I was like, is this in the U.S.? And they're like, oh, we got to check. They're like, it's not. I'm like, okay, you're going to get a good review because you're about to get like, do not buy this car because it's just, it's miserable.
How about just the weird bars to adjust your 18-weight seats? It's got to be a new way. You can't see what you're touching. You're feeling around like you're blind and it's Braille.
Well, you could do all that through the touchscreen on a lot of
some
cars.
You had to lower the top through the touchscreen.
By the way, you don't. I thought that too. If there's a button that
where?
Okay. So you know the button you hit to get the thing that you slide on the screen. If you just hold that button, it goes up and down.
They need to publicize that.
Gesticulating
sure
wildly.
Yeah. No.
What?
Believe him in gesticulating wildly. You push it.
It's good to see you too, Paul. It's been a while.
I will tell you what. For me, I'm driving my 95 993 Cabriolet. Perfect technology.
Yep.
That's all I need. Okay. The seat, I slide it up and back. The radio goes on and off. That's it. I don't give a shit. There's some air conditioning. That's all. I don't need any of the other stuff.
Upgrade the engine in that car?
What did you just do to it?
It had
to go to Marco because I had.
Oh, that was your car in the dyno. I
yes.
saw.
Oh, right, cool. There was a buzz. There is a little sensor for the heat in the dash and the fan in the dash. And when I turned the key on, it started going. And it's dusty. It gets dusty and dirty and makes a noise. So I sent it up to Marco to fix that. And as he was fixing it, he said, "Have you ever considered this is a 95? You could dyno tune it."
Yeah.
Oh, and I said,
Wong chip.
Exactly. And so I said, explain this dyno tuning to me. And he explained that, you know, very simply, it's
what is it?
It's working on the air fuel mixture plus timing to optimize the power of the engine and smooth it out.
It's a 95. It's pre OBD2, yes. So you can fiddle with it and it's okay.
Oh, yes, wow.
That's why 95 is the year to have for a 95.
That car is perfect, though. You let me drive that one.
Yes,
that car was
so he squeezed out 30 more horsepower and 30 more foot pound of torque.
Nice.
And he says it's just more of the delight of that car. Yeah. It delivers power better. It's smoother, slightly more powerful. It's just all around better. And now I can't wait to give him my 964. If I like this, I'll give him my 964 C2.
Yeah.
Let him fiddle with that also. He can do it.
TLG Auto.
Yeah.
And Marco North TLG. Hollywood. Wow. He's the
good
man.
Good guy. I'm very excited.
He's got a list, though. I tried to send the client's car up there. He said after Luft, he could get him in. He's got a list.
Well, wow. I'm very appreciative because I've pushed in there. He is relining the Rudge wheels on my 59 Carrera.
Ooh. All right.
Mm. Yes. So we'll have that back next
week. But, you know, that's the future, though, of profits in the automotive business is useless features that you can, like, buy from your phone. That's
don't even
subscribe
with
to.
Me. Oh, yeah. Don't even start
with me. I just saw the story today that GM is going to phase out CarPlay.
Yeah, no more
CarPlay. In favor of their own in-house.
Oh, good.
Well, with Google.
They'll make
Google. In-app
great.
Purchases.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah.
My grandpa's making his own iPhone.
So well.
So use Q. That.
Yeah, well.
It's going to work great.
Yeah.
He knows way more than Apple.
Yeah.
That's what I think about when I think about GM.
But Apple, yeah.
Yeah. It'll Come be made on. Out of neoprene.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's been a show, guys. We've done an hour of jibber jabbering.
Wow. We've talked over each other that much.
No, we talked about watches. We talked about cars. We talked about Gwyneth Paltrow.
Iron Maiden.
We talked about Iron Maiden.
By the way, Zuckerman, over 200 million albums sold for Iron Maiden.
Wow.
Looked it up. That's massive.
You're like Freedom Rock right now. You should be on TV like Freedom Rock.
Don't dismiss Iron Maiden.
Are you a Hesher too? Are you a Hesher like me?
I am.
Iron Maiden. 200 million albums.
Dude, that's crazy.
It's a lot of albums. You got a 747.
That's big
sick.
Money.
Do you know what a Hesher is, Ferrison?
Nope. No.
He, you know, it's like those three guys that hung out together in the 90s. They had a Camaro, stringy hair.
Oh, yeah.
You
okay.
know, stringy hair yep. and leather jackets, no girls. And they,
yeah, that's
you know,
me. Yeah.
Yeah. Had red tiles.
That's me in high school. Yeah, yeah exactly right.
Yeah.
Very
yeah,
stoned.
That was all of our friends.
Yeah.
That was our existence.
Yeah, very
we're
stoned.
Heshers.
Yeah. We were just dirtbags. Then Heshers comes next.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go.
Westside Collector Car Storage, WCCS.com.
There's the plug. Yeah. Anybody else got a plug?
You've been in an accident.
Oh. We got the new Zuckerman head colors signed off by Pat Long.
What does that mean, and why is Pat Long signing off on them?
Remember we said we're going to do like contraband.
Four Luft?
Yeah, I mean, it's unofficially Four Luft, but I had Pat pick one of the colors, and can we say these are the unofficial Luft stickers?
Oh, there you
like,
go.
Sure.
So wow. I'll
bring them up.
Fantastic.
So we got Peru, Bahama, and Aubergine, but they're kind of like dialing the color down on Aubergine a little bit.
Wow.
A little, you can see your face plant. Better. But you should see how angry you look in Peru. It's the angriest you've ever looked.
We've yet to get one into space. That's the ultimate goal, I think.
Yes.
Scott Dixon is definitely the winner.
I really love horrible in Peru.
Ah, wow. Wow.
Peru is good.
Yeah. It just arrived from hell.
That looks like Harvey Weinstein's penis.
These are live on Blip Shift.
Oh, my God.
Look at my Instagram. You can buy them.
That looks like Roger Hale's genitals.
That's horrible. I'll hand out a brick of them at the Smoking
okay.
Time Podcast.
Okay,
live.
There you go. I'll get you some.
And we'll be there in spirit in a few weeks.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week on Spikus Car Radio.
Thanks for listening to Spikes Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.